This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With spring-like weather upon us and daylight savings time coming into effect Sunday, we'll soon be seeing farmers hit the field before we know it. But there is one more very important risk coverage aspect farmers need to be aware of before pulling the tractor out of the shed, and that is ARC and PLC. Dane Staton, Vice President of Crop Insurance at their Jerseyville location of Farm Credit Illinois, explains the two programs are not new, but it's important to update your numbers.
Yeah, well, ARC and PLC, they're not new products or new decisions by any means. They came out in the 2014 Farm Bill, but the biggest difference between the 14 Farm Bill and our 2019 Farm Bill, or these are elections that have to be made by March the 15th going forward. They're going to be elections year by year made on March the 15th for the 21, 23, 24 crops and so on. So they're going to be a little bit more familiar in this Farm Bill rather than the last Farm Bill whenever we made the decision back in 14 and it stuck for the next 5 years. So just a quick refresher, I guess, on the ARC and PLC is the ARC is an agriculture risk coverage that actually takes into consider price and yield on a countywide basis, where the PLC is a price loss coverage, and it only is looking at just a strict price. So on the PLC side of the decision, they have reference prices. On corn, it would be $3.70, and on beans, it's $8.40. And more or less, if the price from a marketing year average, which is September through the end of August, they average each of the commodity price, and at the end of this pricing period, which would be the end of August, they'll come out with a marketing year average. If those marketing year averages drop below the reference price, again, corn $3.70, beans $8.40, then there will be a payment reflected from that loss. So that's kind of a really brief overview of the PLC. If you remember back, I think a majority of the farmers in 2014 actually elected ARC County. That ARC County is a revenue-based decision, and it is for each county and where that is a farm location. So if your farm is located in Macoupin County, it would be a county for, you'd be using the Macoupin County yield data. And more or less what that is, that's a five-year average of the not only the market year price, but the county yield, and then it's 86% of that. So it's an Olympic average of those two. So there's a benchmark revenue that a county has, and then they calculate up the actual county yields and the actual marketing year for that for those years. And if it's lower than the benchmark, then there's a indemnity according to that. So again, very brief overview of the two products that you have to decide on. And again, it's from a 2019 election, so we're actually electing for the crop that we had just harvested, and then we're also electing for the crop that we're about ready to get started planting.
Dane then explains that while 2019 coverage was based off the latest crop, coverage elections for this coming year's crop here in 2020 are due in June. That'll be well before this coming crop is even in the bin.
Yeah, so if you're looking at 2019, the NAS, National Agriculture Statistics, they just released a projected county yield for our listening areas, and then we just had a updated, as of February the 28th, they updated the marketing year average. So the two components in the equation, and more or less the only two components of the equation, have a very recently updated data. So on the marketing year average side, the corn market year average update currently is $3.77. So again, that's a little over than what that PLC what the PLC trigger would be for a payment. And beans are $8.66. So again, that's a little over than what a PLC reference price is. Now, once we look into 2020 crop year, That marketing your average does not start until September. So we are really far out on trying to speculate kind of what the 2020 year is. And this is more of reflective of our decisions that we're going to be making down the road. It's kind of unique to 2019 that we actually have those figures and data to make a decision based off of. Going forward, it's going to resemble a lot like our decision for 2020, where we really can't project it as easy as what we have for 2019. So I would advise people to sit down with your crop insurance agents, look into the differences of those of the election, and go from there using the data that we know right now for 2019.
And finally, Dane explains that although 2019 was a rough year, it may not have been rough enough to meet payment-making levels.
Well, as we look at the 2019 projections that we've got, and I put them into our tools that we have and look for projections of payments, in most cases on the ARC and the PLC side of it for corn, there really does not project to be any payments on either side. Now, again, we're a little over halfway through the market year average. So, if the PLC side of the equation, the PLC decision, if that reference price ends up dropping that 7 cents and gets under 370, there could be a PLC payment on corn for 2019. But currently that projection, we're not projecting that. Now on the bean side of it, like you alluded to, it was a little wet year. We had projected county yields come out, and those yields were a little lower than what we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. In most instances in this area, we do not see a projection for a ARC or PLC payment on beans. However, the ARC side of the equation gets very, very tight, and according to the projections right now, Macoupin County would actually have a small bean ARC county payment for the 2019 crop year. So that's kind of the decisions that you got to make. You got to look at and weigh the pros and cons of each one of them. And then you also, whichever decision you make for 2019, you're going to have to live with 2020. So again, those are the type of things. Now, if you start to want to project the 2020 outlook, and you look into some of the WASD reports and the corn balance sheet that they've been working on, like in the University of Illinois, they're projecting 95 million acres of corn to go in on a trend line yield of 175, give or take. Right now they're currently projecting 2020 crop to be one of the biggest we've seen. Now, obviously, we still have a long way to go to get there, but just using their projections, the corn balance sheet kind of spits out of a number or a price of $3.40 for the upcoming 2020 marketing year average. If that to be the case, and we do see a $3.40 price for corn, you would want to be elected in that PLC, because then it would give you it would pay you back that 30-cent difference times your PLC yield. So again, that's kind of where we're at, and our stance is kind of leaning towards the PLC side of it for the 2020 corn year, and then leaning a little towards the ARC County side of it for the beans, just because we feel like if beans do trigger a payment, it would probably be off the ARC County before PLC. The reference yield for beans being $8.40, so far we haven't seen it get as low as that. So that would be our recommendations currently.
Alrighty, Dane, and is there anything else that you'd like to mention that we haven't talked about yet?
No, Gabe, I think we covered most of it, but most importantly, if you do have any questions regarding ARC and PLC and crop insurance, please feel free to reach out to us here in the Jerseyville office, and we can hopefully lead you in the right direction. 618-498-5583 is the phone number to get a hold of us at, and we can walk through different scenarios with you.
Again, that was Dane Staton, Vice President for Crop Insurance at the Farm Credit Illinois Jerseyville office. And that'll conclude things on this afternoon edition of the Farm Show. Reporting on this Tuesday, March 3rd, this is Gabe Osborne for WSMI Ag News.